Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back.
There's a lot of pressure to always be okay. When someone asks you, how are you doing? Okay. How's business going? Okay. How's the family? Okay. How are you feeling? Okay. The word okay has almost become like our standard blanket response for everything, regardless if you're actually feeling like legitimately okay or not. How many times have you responded with the word okay, knowing damn well that everything was indeed not okay at all? Actually, maybe you were feeling really sad. Maybe you're really struggling with something right now. Maybe you're so insanely excited about something that you can hardly contain yourself. There's a pendulum that swings from both ends of the spectrum of emotions, and we have learned to mask our negative feelings with the word okay and to dim down our excited feelings with the word okay. Feeling sad or upset or defeated is not the same thing as having negative energy. You're a human being, and sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're really frustrated. Sometimes things are not going very well and you're feeling really defeated. I think sometimes the good vibes only movement has people feeling really bad for feeling bad. And that's why I really want to point out that feeling upset about something is not the same thing as having negative energy. I'm certain that you know that one person in your life where the cup is always half empty, everything, it's always doomsday. Anytime you talk to them, like they just bring the energy in the room down. That's negative energy. But if on a regular basis, you know, you're just marching to the beat of your own drum and then you have a bad day or a bad week and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling great this week. That's okay. And that's what I want you to take your power back this week with. I want you to allow yourself to speak your truth, whichever direction that pendulum is swinging in. Because as I mentioned earlier, on the complete opposite side, sometimes when you're so over the moon excited about something, or you're just legitimately in an amazing mood, or you're just feeling really happy today, sometimes we feel like we have to dull that down and come into that kind of neutral okay zone, because then you're too much, right? Your energy is too high for somebody. You're not sure if anyone's going to accept you for that, or they're going to be like, oh, well, there she goes faking it again. You can be honest without giving immense amount of details or feeling the need to take everyone down this long, windy path of a story. So if someone says, how are you doing? And today you're kind of having an off day, you'd be like, you know what? I wish I was feeling a little bit better, but honestly, I'm feeling just kind of off today. But, you know, I really encouraged myself to come out tonight and here I am. So I'm going to make the best of it. If someone says, how is business? And you have just completely nailed something, I want you to have the freedom to say, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Business is so incredible that I can't even hardly wrap my head around it. Here's what we just won. Here's something that we just did. It's okay to speak your truth and own that and stand in it, because here's the beautiful thing. When you start doing that, you give the other people around you the permission to do the same. Life is not one big-ass masquerade ball, although sometimes we treat it as if it is. We put on the mask, we go to the party, and we pretend to be whatever character that is for the day. No, it's okay to not be okay, guys, because everyone is dealing with something, and if we all allow more than one emotion to be present in the conversation, then you're going to realize that we're all together. We're not alone. Emotions and feelings are okay. Why do you think that we were given them in the first place? We aren't given anything that we can't handle. And there are more people around you that want to applaud you, lift you, celebrate with you. Everyone is around you. But first, you have to let them know how they can best support you. And that's being okay with not being okay. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast as we talk to Jenny J about the power of storytelling. There is so much power, so much energy, so many opportunities in sharing your personal story with the world. Next week, Jenny is going to dig in how to do that, how to overcome some of the mindset obstacles, and how to make your Instagram start working for you. If business has you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or a little bit lost, head over to lauraora.com and book your 60-minute power back session with me. We're going to dig straight into the center of what's going on so that you can take your power back and get back to why you came here in the first place. You can also check out previous episodes of the Gutsy Podcast at thegutsypodcast.com and of course on all of your favorite podcast streaming channels. And until I see you next time, as always, stay gutsy.